Some districts threatened consequences for students who walked out, but Stowe Monroe Falls High School allowed students to protest twice. Megan Schinker came outside by herself at the scheduled time of 10 a.m. before heading back inside for study hall. She hopes the walkout spurs elected officials to take action on some level.
Hopefully, school officials and city council will do something about it, and that will help propel other districts to do the same, and hopefully we can get this to a state or even national level of awareness.
Then at 11 a.m., another group of students came out, co-organized by freshman Caitlin Kriska.
It was just insane to see the sea of people that came out. We were expecting maybe 50 to 100 people when we got over 400, which was crazy.
A few minutes away at Kent Roosevelt High School, retired attorney and Vietnam vet Rick Steinle stood across the street with a sign reading, NRA, Stop Killing Our Kids. He says protests are sometimes the only way to get results.
It seems to never end. The only reason this country got out of Vietnam was the protests, especially of Vietnam veterans who came back like me and said, this is madness. This has got to stop.
I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.